This is Senator Mitch McConnell. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, Kentucky Derby 136 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 136. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you continuing coverage, a service of United Dynamics Permadrive. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day with live team coverage from the rooftop, the grandstands, the infield, the backside, the paddock, and the streets around Louisville. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at historic Churchill Downs, here are your hosts for Derby Day 136, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
At some point this morning around the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, the thunder rolled, the storms came in, and it has met with a challenge for many people that are coming into Churchill Downs. It has been met with a challenge, and it certainly is a wet, soggy day so far today, but it looks like things may lighten up. Good morning. I'm Tony Cruz, Paul Rogers, of course, here on Derby Day 136, and we're happy and proud to be a part of this long history of WHAS Radio.
Yep. Being a part of this. The Derby was first broadcast on this station, Tony, and we're all privileged to be a part of continuing that tradition.
Terry Miners has got the duck suit on today, Terry.
I love it when the Holmes girls make it to the Derby. The Holmes sisters are here. Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
You didn't know I was going to sing to start, did you?
No,
I didn't. You're selling daily racing forms, you three sisters, and do you do this every year, the Derby?
This is my first year, but this is their second year.
Okay, their last name is Holmes, which I love. And that's a cool name because when I walked up, I said, you mean as in Sherlock, right? You hear that before?
I have definitely heard that before.
What else do you hear named Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Those are good old Katie Holmes. That's Mrs. Cruz, right?
Uniform.
They're from outer space, I think.
Oh, yeah, after that.
So do any of you know how to read a daily racing form?
I do. I work for the daily racing form. Yes.
What is that like? Does it smell like horses there where they publish this paper?
It doesn't, you know. It's just a normal printing press in Chicago.
The Holmes sisters. And the only other name they didn't think of was Foreclosed Holmes. All right. Good to see all of you have a ball selling the daily racing form. And remember, you got to throw it away after today because it's no good after that. Terry Miners here for Kentucky Derby 136.
And we have Fred Willard here with us. How you doing there, Fred?
I'm fine. Yeah, happy to be here.
We've been anxiously awaiting you. Is this your second Derby?
My second Derby, yes. 2 years ago I was here, and now this year.
That's a good sign. You must have enjoyed it the first time.
We did, very much, yes.
You had the winner, didn't you?
No, I won last time, the last race, and just broke even as a result. For 2 days, I kept losing. Today, I made about $50.
Excellent.
Yeah, on the first race, and I broke even. In the last race, I won $1, actually. I bet 20, and I got back 21. So I guess that's a good thing.
That's not too bad. That's about what you make on a Christopher Guest movie, isn't it?
It is, actually, yes. Yeah.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
Fred Willard, and it's Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
She is pretty in pink today. She is Cindy Sullivan. And where is she now?
Okay, now, I know that I got up this morning and my plans totally changed. I was going to wear purple, but I'm not going to get wet in purple. So I changed my outfit. And I guess I'm curious, did you make any changes in your outfit?
Well, I came from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I had actually several outfits picked out. And, yes, I changed. I was going to wear jeans and wore capris so my feet wouldn't get wet. I was going to wear tennis shoes, wore flip-flops. A jacket's on now and a raincoat, and I don't have a sack yet to cover my hat, but I still have it on.
Okay, so it is a nice hat. You got the Derby, you got the red roses, you got red feathers. It's looking pretty good.
Yes, thank you.
Now, you think it's going to be a good rain hat?
No, not at all. I notice my feathers are drooping.
Okay, this is Cindy Sullivan on your Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Now down to the paddock and Dick Gabriel again.
Yeah, and just off the horses in the Super was number one Southern Exchange, ridden by Julianne Leparoux, who, of course, has awesome act in the Derby. And coming off a troubled trip in the wood, which is why a lot of people like this horse and believe the race sets up. And, of course, Leparoux is a very talented rider, very popular here, as we mentioned earlier, at Churchill Downs. Chatted with him just coming off the track.
It likely will be an off track. Do you think that will affect your horse Derby time?
No, not at all. I think it will. You'll be fine on it.
Merci, bonne chance.
Thank you.
I don't think he was impressed with my French, but after 4 years at Trinity High School, that's all I got.
Hey, you know what? It's hillbilly French, brother. It's
almost Cajun. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's from, yeah, exactly.
I'm here with Chief Josh, infield Chief Josh, and I chose Josh out of the crowd specifically because I'm pretty sure you're the only man openly wearing a Speedo here today.
Well, you know, I have to be honest, and radio does this no justice, but my buddy right here standing next to me is the infield cowboy. He also is wearing a Speedo today. We are not going for a Village People look. We're going for the Cowboys and Indians look. And, you know, somebody told me I'm supposed to wear a hat and dress up for the Derby. I guess I just misunderstood what they were saying, because my 2.5-foot-tall Native American headdress just has been plagued by the wind.
Yeah, it is a bit of a challenge. Now, you guys, obviously, on the way to the infield, it's going to be wet and muddy and gross. At what point will the YouTube video be posted this afternoon? Now, you're the infield cowboy.
I am the infield cowboy, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'll take the mud and the rain every year.
Thanks a lot. For the Derby Station 84 WHAS, I'm Mandy Connell.
It's time to head over to Denton Rado, who's out about today at the Kentucky Derby. Denton?
Well, of course, you see a lot of extraordinary outfits at the Kentucky Derby, and here's one of the best. It's a gentleman who's dressed in a kilt, and he's got the nice kind of English flat cap there. His name's Brad. Nice to have you with us, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
What motivated you to dress in this particular fashion?
Well, I wear this every day to work, and it's about freedom.
Well, right, you are. What kind of job do you do that allows you to wear a kilt to work?
I'm a furniture designer, maker, you know, everything to do with furniture. So I have my own shop and have a lot of freedom in the shop.
Well, listen, you know, I can't let a guy wearing kilts the opportunity pass to ask that
Please
question.
Please don't ask me.
Everybody wants to know.
Because all the men ask me. And all the men ask me before the women do. It's crazy.
I guess it's boxers or briefs or tidy whities.
It's commando today because, to quote Mel Gibson, freedom, baby. Freedom.
Thanks so much for visiting with us. It's a man in a kilt on the Derby Station 84 WHAS.
And thank you to Denton Randall and Lachlan McLean. You've been over there on the backside all day and have been able to enjoy the lack of rain for the most part so far. That it looks kind of like it's coming. Can you feel it? Is it on its way over there?
Yeah, the vibe. We're still dry for now. You know, the Twin Spires are clear from my vantage point. But
oh, really? They're not hidden behind a light pole?
No. Well, you got to look around. You peek a little bit. You know, you use your imagination a bit. But it actually surprised me because I know the light stanchions right in front of the Twin Spires, they are retractable. Just those, and that they didn't kind of pull those down just for the Derby. But I guess they said they didn't want cranes. They would need to do it with cranes.
Well, and actually, they're talking about maybe turning on the lights for the Derby today.
Yeah, I heard if the visibility is not strong enough.
So if you've ever wondered, will the Derby ever be running under lights? Yeah, maybe today.
Yeah, it might happen today.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And let's see who'll get the lead of the speed-packed field coming from the middle of the track. Quickly moving up is a Stately Victor. And from the outside, Sydney's Candy with that speed easily got away and is moving over toward the lead to challenge Conveyance. It is. It's actually Conveyance who comes with the early lead under the line. He'll lead it by a length over Sydney's Candy. Line of David is in third. And then racing along in fourth is Jackson Bend. There comes Noble's Promise with a big move. It's Noble's Promise who swept right by and took the lead as they race toward the top of the stretch. Noble's Promise has it. The Philly Devil May Care is still there and really bunching up as they turn for home. We've got a horse slipping through on the inside, tightly covered with mud. And as we come through, I believe that is Super Saver. It is Super Saver, yes, with an eighth of a mile to go. Super Saver has the lead and begins to draw away. Coming up for second on the outside is Patio Prado, but Super Saver, Patio Prado. Now here comes a late charge from Icebox, but at the wire it's Super Saver takes it, and I believe that Icebox just did get up to get second over Patio Prado in third. Make music for me. made a big run to finish in fourth. The time was 204.45.